faster pickup, greater mileage, more speed, use Texaco Fire Chief, the fire engine gasoline. For a sweeter running engine, try Texaco, the crack-proof motor oil. Available at Texaco stations from coast to coast. These same Texaco service stations and dealers now present for your enjoyment Eddie Duchin and his music. Graham McNamee. And Ed Wynn, the fire chief.
Why are you so excited, Chief?
I'm so excited, Graham.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so disappointed. One of my pet moors turned out to be very mean, Graham.
Yes.
I just bought a new suit with two pair of pants.
Yes?
And he ate a lot of holes in the coat. What do you think? You know, I'll tell you, Graham, I'm so interested this week in pets, you know.
Uh-huh.
This is Be Kind to Animal Week, you know.
Yes, I know that.
So I'm very extra this week.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I've got, Art Graham. I got a new dog. I call him Corset. I named him Corset.
Corset?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I keep him tied up all day and let him out at night. You know? Hey, Graham.
Yes.
Do you know what I've got?
No, what?
Well, believe it or not, I've got the strangest new pet you ever saw.
What is it?
Oh, they wanted something to do. It's called a Whistenup.
Whistenup?
That's the name of the pet. Little animal called a Whistenup.
I never heard of it.
Oh, well, he eats nothing but garlic and onions, and one whiff's enough. That's what
so.
Graham,
yes.
I'll tell you what I've got. I got a new mouse.
What kind of a mouse?
A pet mouse, a little mouse.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness, very popular at
banquets.
He's a great after-dinner squeaker. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
And, Graham, two of my bees were talking.
Your bees?
The bees, the honey bees, they were talking.
Uh-huh. What'd they say?
Well, it was a boy and a girl. It was very cute.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
The boy bee said, I can't see you tonight, but I'll give you a buzz next week.
Chief, I can hardly believe that your pets actually talk, you know.
Oh, yes, they do talk, Graham.
You sure?
Oh, of course. My pet rabbit talked back to me yesterday.
He did?
Oh, we had a dreadful argument, Graham. I scolded the rabbit. I squelched him.
Yes?
Oh, yes. Then I couldn't sleep, because I love animals, you know.
Why couldn't you sleep, Chief?
Well, I could never sleep after squelched rabbit. I don't know. I just can't do it. I'll tell you what I did, Graham. I invited my aunt up Sunday evening, you know, for dinner.
Uh-huh.
I told her we were having mince pies.
Yes.
She said, mince pies? Haven't you got any for women? She said,
well, Chief, how is that aunt of yours?
Oh,
anyway?
She's a mess, Graham.
I guess so.
My aunt?
Yeah.
Absolute mess.
No, just a mess.
Just a mess, Graham. Well, I'll tell you, Sunday, you know, we decided to go on a picnic.
Uh-huh.
My uncle said, I'll bring along some whiskey in case of snake bites.
That's a good idea.
My aunt said, that's fine, I'll bring the snake. She's a mess, Graham. She went to a dry goods store the other day, and she said to the clerk, she said, I want some material. She said, I want to make pillowcases. I don't know what kind of material I want for pillowcases. The clerk said, you need muslin. My aunt said, if I do, it'll take a bigger man than you to do it.
Thank you. Regularly for powerful Texaco Fire Chief gasoline.
Oh, is that what you mean?
That's it, exactly. Just exactly.
Graham, I'll... Swear to goodness, you remind me of an automobile.
How's that?
Your tongue makes 1,500 revolutions a minute, but your brain is in neutral.
Mine is.
Oh, mine is.
Yes, absolutely.
Say, Chief.
Yes.
There's one thing you can be sure of.
What's that?
Texaco Fire Chief does give car owners more for their money.
Think of that.
Take the case of tourists.
Yes.
With hundreds of brands of gasoline to choose from, more tourists prefer Texaco Fire Chief than any other brand.
Is that possible?
It is quite possible.
They use. What do they use?
Texaco Fire Chief gasoline.
What for? What do they use?
Make automobiles, perambulate.
Oh, automobiles. I thought that we were with a gas.
Now you got the whole story.
Go on.
I understand. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm not talking against the gasoline, Graham.
All right.
Anybody will tell you that. I know it's powerful, Graham.
Yeah.
Why, you know what happened last week?
What?
The government sent a man from New York to California in an automobile just to check up how things were in the different cities, you know?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So he filled his car with Fire Chief gasoline. I'll tell you how powerful it is.
Well, go ahead.
It went so fast that he had to get a stenographer to take down the names of the towns in shorthand.
Try a tank full tomorrow at the Red Texaco Pump.
Yes?
Fire Chief is available everywhere at regular gasoline prices.
You said that 3 years ago.
Enjoy fire engine power and speed.
Yes.
Emergency action.
Yes.
Take the guests out of gasoline with Fire Chief.
Oh, you said that last week.
Certainly.
Take the guests out of...
I'll keep right on saying it.
I hope
you should change.
I'll see you later, Graham. I don't know. I think I'm against gasoline? I'm not against it, Graham.
You're not?
No, but I'll stick to my horse.
Oh, you're in. That's an old-fashioned...
Say, Graham.
Yes.
Do you know that horse that ran in the second race yesterday?
Oh, I'm not interested in race horses, Chief.
Well, you'll be interested in this one, Graham. I bet $50 of your money on it.
Thank you.
I hear you've written an opera entitled Masses in the Cold, Cold Ground.
That's what I wanted to tell you about, Graham. What is the most wonderful opera I've ever written?
It is?
Yeah, Masses in the Cold, Cold Ground. Yes. That's the name of it.
Yes.
The hero, Graham, the hero of this opera is so short, he keeps tripping over his own necktie. You know, anyway, when you hear it, Graham, when you hear this, you'll absolutely drop over from exhaustion of laughter.
I'm pretty near gone now. Go ahead.
Well, Graham, the hero is round-shouldered.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think he's round-shouldered?
I don't know. Why is he round-shouldered?
He's round-shouldered from trying to get under the brackets of his income tax report.
Wait a minute, Graham.
His nose, the hero's nose, you know, I love the beautiful character.
Oh, yes,
say.
I know it.
His nose reminds you of a bridge.
How's that?
Well, I don't know. So many schooners pass under it. And Graham,
yes.
He is so dumb. He is so dumb, Graham, that he thinks that Western Union is a suit of cowboy's underwear. He's so dumb that when you talk to him, you realize that a brain is no stronger than its weakest sphinx. One day, Graham, this is most interesting.
Yeah.
We should stop giggling. You annoy me so.
Go ahead.
One day, Graham, a man said to him, they were watching the Army Day Parade, you know.
Yeah.
And this man said to him, he said, you know, my father fell at Gettysburg.
Uh-huh. What's the answer to that?
The hero said, well, I nearly broke my neck there myself. He said, there's no sense to any of this. Anyhow, Graham. The man is astounded at such a retort, you know. That's really a retort, you see. So he says to him, he looks at the hero, he says, do you work? What do you think the hero says? What did
he say to him then?
The hero says, yes, I'm a chimney sweep. And my job suits me, he says. Wait a minute, Graham, the devil is in me tonight, absolutely. I feel possessed tonight, Graham. Then the hero... The hero says, you know, my stock and trade is my brain. The man looks at him and he says, well, you certainly have a funny-looking sample case.
It's a beautiful picture.
So then the man says to him, he says, tell me something. He looks at him, because he looks disheveled, you see. So the man says, do you do business with a hand laundry?
What do you say then?
The hero says, no, I wash my own hands at home, he says. This is too much for the stranger. And he says, at last, I believe in reincarnation. Because no man could get as dumb as you in one lifetime. He says,
woman, you know what I mean? A heroine in the opera?
Oh, yes, Graham. She's a spinster.
Oh, spinster.
A spinster.
Oh, yeah.
That's a non-wed maid,
yeah.
She's a spinster, Graham. Now, what if I'll describe her to you?
Go ahead.
The spinster shoes pinch her. Her corset is too tight. And she burns herself with a curling iron.
In fact, she dresses with great pains. Graham, you'd think that she was on a merry-go-round.
Why?
Because she's always going around trying to grab off a ring.
Wait a minute, now wait a minute.
But the only ring that she ever saw was when someone took her to a prize fight. Some of these things have no sense at all,
Graham. No, I know.
What a spinster she is. What a spinster, Graham.
Oh,
what a spinster. One night at a wrestling match, one of the wrestlers was thrown over the ropes right into her lap.
Yes? What happened?
She hollered.
What'd she say?
She said, I caught it and I'm going to keep it. What a spinster, Graham. Some girls, you know, some girls use some bells to get color on their cheeks.
Yeah.
But she uses color on her cheeks to try to get some dumbbells, you know what I mean? So, Graham, she meets the hero.
That's nice.
Oh, what a scene that is. I'll spend over $800 just for the scenery alone for that. She meets the hero, Graham, and they have something in common.
What is?
Well, they have the hives, and they are both itching to get married. She says, I'd love a little home of my own. The hero says, yes, and if you had one, we could get married. He says, when you hear this, Graham?
Go ahead.
This makes them sweethearts.
Yes.
Don't you think I've connected that beautifully?
Perfectly lovely.
Now, her name, Graham, her name is Plaster.
Plaster.
That's her name,
yes.
Plaster. Uh-huh. That's the last name.
Yes.
Plaster.
Uh-huh.
And in the next scene, we see the hero trying to court Plaster, you see? Well, Graham, this is the sweetest romance ever written.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's prettier than Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, much prettier.
It's different, but it's lovely. Anyhow, Graham, the hero and heroine get married.
Uh-huh.
And on the wedding night, the hero gets a brass band.
Brass band?
That's for her wedding ring, you see. Well, they're an ideal couple, Graham.
Uh-huh.
He stars and she's deaf.
That's
ideal, isn't
perfect.
It? That's an ideal couple.
It certainly is.
When they're first, I want you to get the finish of the second act. Oh, this is a spectacle.
Yes.
When their first child was born, he bought a baby buggy.
Uh-huh.
And for the second child, he bought balloon tires for the buggy.
Yes.
When the first child came, he added a rumble seat on the buggy.
Yes, yes, go on.
Yesterday, they had twins, and he bought a stoplight.
Act right now.
Oh, the third act, Graham?
Yes.
Oh, what an act this is. In the third act, the hero runs to a doctor.
Yes.
See?
Uh-huh.
He says to the doctor, he says, I want you to come to my house and treat my wife.
Yes.
See?
Yes, I
doctor,
see.
What's wrong? The hero says she's very fat.
Uh-huh.
The doctor says, well, tell her to diet.
Yes. What did he say then?
The hero says, I did, but she says dieting is just mind over platter. So the doctor says, well, to reduce, she must have faith.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty thought.
Yes, it's lovely.
Say, says, to reduce, she must have faith.
Uh-huh.
Faith removes mountains.
Yes. What does the hero say then?
The hero says, you may have seen mountains, but you never saw my wife. Then the hero says, you know, doctor, I even call my wife Wardet. I nicknamed her Wardet. The doctor says, why? And he says, because she's a staggering figure.
I made that one up, Graham.
By yourself.
Yes.
So the doctor says, now he says, I don't have much trouble with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he's an unusual doctor.
Yes.
He says, my wife can be an angel when she wants to be.
Uh-huh.
The hero says, so can mine, and the sooner the better.
Go on.
So, you know, he goes to a hardware store. What a scene I've got here, Graham.
This scene cost over $700. and put together with other scene, I'm up now to close on to $1,000.
Yes.
So the hero goes to a hardware store, and he says, I tell you what I want, he says. Give me a monkey wrench, a chisel, and a saw.
Never think what he's doing.
The clerk says, what are you doing, building a house? The hero says, no, I'm going on a picnic, and I'm there for the olives and the sardines. So he returns home after the picnic.
Uh-huh.
What a scene that is. He walks in. He's a little cockeyed, see?
Yeah.
He says to his wife, that's a pretty polka dot veil you have on.
Complimentary.
Yeah, she said, that's no veil. I've got measles.
Well, that's crazy.
But how about the title, Masses in the Cold, Cold Ground?
Oh, that's the title. You mean, where does it come in?
Exactly.
Oh, well, you see, from the measles, the poor soul, she passes away.
Oh, yeah.
You see, that to me is beautiful.
God.
Yes. She passes away, and the hero finds out that his wife used to be a rubber in a ladies' Turkish bath. So at the funeral, he goes out and gets a band to play this tune, and that's where the title comes in.
Wow.
The band plays Masseuse in the Cold, Cold Ground.
For its own emergency vehicles, the United States government buys its gasoline scientifically, on rigid, exacting specifications. These specifications are known technically as DVM 571. Texaco Fire Chief is refined to meet these higher requirements. It's the very same type of motor fuel designed for use in fire engines, ambulances, to get them underway faster and with more power and speed. Now here's the point. Fire Chief gives emergency vehicles quicker starts, gets them rolling faster. Think what it will do in your car. In traffic, every quick start will save gasoline and battery. On the open road, you'll get better mileage. That's why Fire Chief saves you money. Why those experienced drivers, tourists, prefer it. So we say, if you want greater driving enjoyment and economy, use Fire Chief. Get more for your money with a gasoline that more than meets government emergency specifications. Yes, that's Eddie Duchin at the piano. In his characteristic musical style, Stormy Weather.
Chief.
Yes?
Chief, here's some letters just came in. We have to get at them.
Oh, sure.
Here's one from Douglas, Arizona.
Douglas?
Yep. Dear Fire Chief, I am a married man. Have been for 15 years, but I'm very unhappy. My wife and I fight all the time. What can I do? Signed, like a boat at sea.
Dear neighbor Trek. If you can't get along with your wife and she's 40 years old, the only thing to do is change her for 220s.
Here's one from Jackson Heights, Long Island.
Jackson Heights?
Yes.
Oh, I've been there.
Dear Fire Chief, this is Be Kind to Animals Week all over the United States. Oh. I know you love horses and other animals. Are you being kind to your pets? Signed, I love a pet.
But she loves a pet?
She loves a pet.
Dear, come up and see me sometime. That wasn't bad. Wait a minute. Yes, I'm very kind to animals. I gave my pet goat a pocketbook this morning to eat. The goat. I let the goat eat the pocketbook. And it had $300 in it. Now, that's being kind to animals. I gave him a roll for breakfast.
Here's one from out in Bustleton, Pennsylvania.
Bustleton? Yes. I was born near there,
Graham. Dear Fire Chief, some women praise their husbands and others knock their husbands. To settle this question forever, just what is a husband? Signed, single.
Well, that's liable to get me in trouble.
Sure is.
You know, I'm not really the weight for experience, but I'll try my best here. I'll tell you, dear single, is that who signed us? Single?
Yes,
dear single, you want to know what a husband is?
Yes.
A husband is all that is left of a sweetheart after the nerve has been taken out.
Here's one from Camden, New Jersey.
Camden, New Jersey?
Yes.
I was born in Philadelphia.
Dear Fire Chief, I have been listening to a lot of talks about individuals and even the government having a deficit. Can you tell me just what a deficit is? Signed, College Boy.
College Boy doesn't know what a deficit is?
Evidently not.
Isn't that astounding?
Tell him.
Dear College Boy, a deficit, they call it deficit, some people, but a deficit.
Yes.
A deficit is what you've got. A deficit is what you've got when you haven't got as much as you had when you had nothing.
These programs are brought to you each week by your neighborhood Texaco dealer. He suggests that you drain winter oil now. Gritty, diluted by constant use of the choke, it's unsafe for the warmer days of driving ahead. Refill with Texaco motor oil. Texaco is crack-proof, longer-lasting. It gives heat-proof protection at all speeds, all engine temperatures. And for smoother riding, let the Texaco serviceman give your car a Marfac job. Marfac is the scientific chassis lubricant. It lasts twice as long as ordinary grease. Louis A. Witten speaking for the Texas Company. Invite you to tune in again next Tuesday for another Fire Chief program. And remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.